covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Huber.
Excitable boy, they all said. And it bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said.
You know, I watch all of these things coming out. FEMA had an update here just a little bit ago, saying the worst of it is still to come with rivers cresting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Already, this is likely to be the most expensive natural disaster in American history, exceeding $40 billion were the early estimates. That number probably going to be pushed higher. But having said all that, my next guest says, you know, you see a lot of things on CNN and so forth, and yes, there's a lot of flooding, and yes, there are some serious damage, and yes, it's bad in some places, but maybe not quite as bad as they would have you believe in some cases as well. Josh Delano here, President of Illinois Strategies, lives in Houston. Josh, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Steve.
Now, normally you live in Houston, but have you made it back? Are you sitting somewhere on the edges watching from the outside? What's going on?
Well, I live in Houston and in Orange County, where you had my friend on earlier, our chairman of our Republican Party down in Orange. But so I go back and forth. You know, a lot of people commute back and forth to Houston, but I'm in Houston. I kind of thought I might be better served staying in Houston, but I guess I made a little bit of a mistake. But then again, you never know once all this rain gets dumped on southeast Texas by Thursday, which is when this thing's probably going to let up from what the news media is reporting, what the weather channel's reporting. It may be just as bad, you know, east of us down in Orange and Beaumont and all that.
Sure. Port Arthur and some of those areas in Lake Charles, Louisiana, could get a ton of rain. You told me, though, that people in Texas, you know, from Galveston to New Orleans, you know, you guys are used to a lot of rain every year this time of year. Now, this is exceptional, but you say a lot of places that are flooded currently are normally flooded. So you're not really, I suppose, as panicked as you would have the people on CNN think you were.
No, and I honestly, even the folks that are having to evacuate, you know, now are being saved. You know, this is fairly normal, with the exception of the amount of rain. I mean, the Brazos River, I think previously was 54 inches, was the most it had ever risen to. It's set to get to 59 inches based on the national weather models that they're looking at by Tuesday. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of panic, a lot of people, you know, sensationalizing this thing. But honestly, you know, the areas that flood are always flooding, and they are really flooding now.
Something else you told me that I want to focus on, a couple of things. Number one, folks on CNN and so forth might be exaggerating a bit about these things. But you said something else, a couple of unique things about Texas. Number one, you guys have your own, and for lack of a better term, rainy day fund to help yourselves out. Now, clearly FEMA and other resources being brought to bear to help folks out there, but Texas is always prepared for a big disaster.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of states don't even have much of a, it's like an emergency surplus fund. We call it the rainy day fund here in Texas for shorthand. Right now it has $10 billion in it. And that's more than most states combined have in their, quote, rainy day or emergency management fund. So Texans have always helped Texans. Now we appreciate and definitely applaud FEMA, the folks coming in from other states, the Cajun Navy, you know, And there's a big hoopla right now about the governor and the mayor of Houston kind of being at odds with each other about not evacuating. And, you know, I can kind of see it from both sides. Now, certain parts of Houston probably should have been evacuated because we know, you know, the places along the bayous always flood. Houston used to be a giant swamp, you know, and now there's a big city built upon it. So downtown, University of Houston, Third Ward, all of that pretty much always floods. And we can count on that happening. So, you know, I can understand not wanting to panic a lot of folks. You know, a lot of the media like to have divisiveness. It sells ads. It creates eyeballs. So on one hand, I can look at that vantage. And, you know, a lot of people want to divide us. They want to put it in racial terms. But at the end of the day, Texans help Texans. We all come together. You know, we will and we always have taken care of each other. So
it has nothing at all. In fact, if, you know, the narrative on television since, you know, over the last couple of weeks has been a race division in America, so on and so forth, which, by the way, I don't see when I go to church, because I see a church that's filled with people from all backgrounds, all economic situations and so forth. And then I see what's happening in places like Texas. Nobody cares about who's black or who's white or who's Hispanic or who's Asian. Nobody cares. The rescue workers are doing their job. Yeah. People are doing their job to help their neighbors, whoever the neighbors are, whether they speak English, don't speak English. Nobody cares.
Yeah, like we were talking about the other day, you know, if you move to Texas, which many people are moving to Texas, over 3 to 5 million in the past 10 years have moved to Texas for jobs. If you come to Texas and you don't want to work, you're going to be really uncomfortable here, because that's what we do. That's what Texas is about. We're about job creation. We're about lower regulation, and that spirit carries over into us prevailing over anything, whether it be a hurricane, tornado, any other natural disaster. So most Texans, we don't care, you know, where you come from. We just want to have a sense of community, and we want to work, and people want to make money and make a better life for their kids, you know. So right now, I think you're seeing that coming together, and it's Texans. You know, Texas means friendship. You know, that's our state motto. So I think it really exudes from our people, you know, in these hard times, regardless of what MSNBC and CNN want to do to sell ads and make you believe that there's just massive divisiveness.
Yeah. Nobody cares about statues today, most of which are probably in the water anyway in Houston. Nobody cares about statues. people care about each other, and that's been the truth of America ever since I've known it. I did have a listener send me a note here a moment ago. How much should Texas expect from foreign money coming in? Because America always gives millions of dollars for aid. You know, people give it out of their own pocket freely to other countries. But America rarely gets anything, I think, was their point.
I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, I can't think of any country who has the wealth or the public means to really throw any money our way. They're pretty much all takers, from what I've seen in my work in Congress and local government. You know, we're always doling out money to these folks, but I don't know. You know, Americans are going to take care of Americans, you know, whether it's via the Red Cross or public assistance via FEMA or other charity work, you know, and then there's people that are coming down of their own accord, putting up a PayPal link or a GoFundMe link to help fund the Cajun Navy to come on over here. You know, they helped save people during Katrina and Rita, which I went through both of them in Orange and in Houston. And, you know, people are helping people. People are coming from other states to help each other. You know, there's the fire marshals putting out a number for people to come. And if you have an amphibious vehicle or a SUV or a boat, you know, to coordinate with them. So it's a good thing seeing the public sector working with private citizens to help each other. Great thing.
You know, that's what America is. And I hear overall the governor's done a good job in this situation. The president's done a good job. The debate about whether or not to evacuate Houston, you know it as well as I do. The people that can afford to get out, and those that cannot, we end up rescuing anyway. I'll give you the last word, 20 seconds, sir.
Yeah, man, it's 2.5 million people in the city of Houston, 5 million in the greater metro area. So to panic folks that don't need to evacuate is just, it's just a waste of time and resources. You know, so definitely help each other. Love each other, you know, don't believe what you're being preached at on TV, and just do the right thing at the end of the day.
Josh, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time, my friend.
Hey, you too, Steve. God bless, sir.
You have it.
Take care.
Josh Delano, President of Delanois Strategies, Houston resident. Different perspective right there. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.